Now, next, I want to talk about the big news in all of our biggest services here at Apple. And to do that, I'm going to bring up for number 5, 6, and 7, Eddie Q, back to the stage. Eddie.
Thank you, Craig. I love the new photos. Can't wait to do it. So let's get started with maps. Now, last year, we introduced Nearby, a great way to find places and transit with an incredible amount of detail, including all the entrances and exits from every station. But for iOS 10, we've got an all-new design for maps. It starts with making it easy to access controls and details on locations. And we're making maps do more for you in advance. It's more proactive. So you slide up from the bottom and you can see suggestions. Maps knows that usually at this time, I usually go to work. Or it can look at a calendar event.
Eddie Q goes to work at 11:07 in the morning.
It also gives you convenient ways to filter down
I
the places you might want to go.
President,
for example, let's take a look at restaurants nearby.
Content.
But we're in San Francisco. I feel like seafood, so I can slide across the bottom. And now
so he's either going to work or he goes
right
for seafood at 11 o'clock.
Not bad, like
each morning in a Ferrari.
Now we're applying all of these new designs to navigation as well. So you get more information, it makes it easier to follow and control, and we even include traffic en route. Now when you're driving, it'll automatically zoom in, and as you get to a long straightaway, it'll automatically zoom back out.
Oh, that's
and you
good.
Can even pan and zoom way further ahead to see what the traffic conditions
that's
are.
That's good.
That is nice.
Like that. Well done. Huzzah.
Now we give you quick controls to let you see route details. So now you can even look and see on your route where food or gas stations are, and maps will tell you how much longer it'll take if you go to any one of those. And of course, we're making this available on CarPlay. And if there's a lot of traffic ahead, maps will proactively give you alternate routes and tell you how much time it'll save.
Will it work?
And we're making it safer to follow directions while keeping your eyes on the road, because now you can get turn by turn right in the instrument cluster of your car. Now we think you're going to love these updates, but there's more, because we are opening maps up to developers. Now with map extensions, you can enable all new capabilities in maps. For example, you can make a reservation using a popular app like OpenTable. You pick the number of people, the time, right inside of maps. And because these are extensions, they're open to all developers around the world, like Ding An Ping in China, and Zomato around many countries around the world. And when you're ready to leave, you tap on directions.
They won't be here next
and
year.
Now you're offered the new option to book a ride. And with app extensions like Uber, you can pick any kind of car, pay for it with Apple Pay, and see the status. So again, I can find a restaurant, I can book a reservation, I can request a car, I can pay for it, and I can see when it's going to arrive, all without leaving maps. And these extensions are open to all developers. Here's the Chinese ride service app Didi, and that is maps. Number 6,
Animoto?
Music. So Apple Music lets you play from millions of Animoto,
exactly.
Playlists
Animoto,
curated by our team of experts.
You had to find it yourself, because I forgot.
It's been an incredible year. We now have over 15 million paid subscribers. This is the fastest music service ever in its first year. And we've learned a lot along the way. And
wow,
so
that's
today,
like 4 million from the last time they
Apple
gave
music
a number.
Redesigned from the ground up.
Amazon's going to do good on theirs when they release this.
All new
we
design.
Want to give greater clarity and simplicity to every aspect of Apple Music, and here is what it looks like. It has a beautiful new design language that allows the music to be the hero. Nothing shows this more than Now Playing. Now the new structure makes it clear where
this
you
is still
are.
All, you got to see it how we want you to see it. We don't
you
want you to do what
day.
You want to do with it.
And all of these changes come together to create a new music app that's both more intuitive and familiar.
In this day and age, I think customization is...
And now, to give you a demo
name one app that does.
Bozeman St. John.
Well, I'm just talking about customization of your home screen, customization of the way it shows you stuff and information flows forwards. Yeah, and there's a lot of apps that do that. And Microsoft,
I keep going back to the Windows OS for phones.
It is customizable
to
a large degree.
They just need to do that. So
welcome
now, when we open up
the
music
1980s,
app, you'll see that the first tab is the library. People also
I mean, that's been the difference between Apple and Microsoft since day one, and it hasn't changed since.
Like
so I'm totally in agreement with you, but it's
albums,
never been in Apple's
songs,
DNA to allow that kind of customization. Even back
music,
in the day with Mac OS 9, you had to put
music,
install hacks and use ResEdit and do all kinds of things behind the scenes.
It's not right, though.
The only reason why I would say it's right is from a support issue, like we would be able to do it, but the majority of people wouldn't. And the majority of people is what they sell for.
And this includes the albums, songs, and playlists that
we could probably make a mint if we could design a phone around with just tech users love. And yeah, there's only going to be 2 million of them ever sold, but we'd make a mint. But unfortunately, no one sees it as viable.
With a little bit of Rappers Delight, right? Come on, let's listen to something. Come on, y'all.
Oh, there you go, girl.
Now you recognize this beat, right? Come on, we're going to make this whole auditorium rock.
Hey, now that we have another woman on stage, we got a sister on the stage.
One, two, three, rock.
She's not talking about EPA.
She dances worse than Eddie King.
Yes, there you go. All right, now we're going to multitask, okay? Look at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, but her butt's nice.
You see the artwork, the title, and control.
Oh, white folks, clap on B, please.
And when we open it,
she dances like she's white.
There's beautiful detail on the artwork.
No, that's not get your hair messed up.
And now, their lyrics. So come on, we're going
to
rap.
Brian Wentz, explain it to them. You got to shake your head slow so your hair don't get jacked.
Come on, y'all.
Up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat. Give me the re-rock, re-rock, the Scooby-Doo. Against what? America,
okay,
we love you.
We're going to pause this, okay?
Yeah, because that was,
the
audience paused it for you, girl.
Okay. But you'll have plenty of time on your own to study the lyrics.
I can
okay?
hear
just
you.
Just noticed she was on
Let's
camera.
Let's go to the next tab for you. I love For You. It's my favorite part of Apple Music. And you know why? Because it's all about me. Yes, that's correct. So now you'll see that the
this thing does a good job of
discovering
music for me.
Now,
I'm actually impressed.
Yeah, definitely better than Spotify.
So I can discover
been good for
new
me, too. One of the keys
music.
Is to make sure,
There's
I think a lot of people don't go
played,
in and you got
like
a favorite
Gang,
music
so
for
right
it
there,
to kind of know and figure things out. The more you do that,
and
the better it gets.
I love, I've got to say, I absolutely adore paying for Apple Music now because I'm driving along, I've got no podcast to listen to, and I'm just, come on, Siri, play me some.
That's all about me.
And that's it. It's off and running.
Okay.
You should try and listen to Metcast. They got some great shows.
But I still want
to
know what I've strutting to, so let's listen.
I've exhausted
what
me
got?
New podcasts, is what I'm saying. I'm done with listening. Of course.
Do your part.
I'm making sure. Oh, man, the new Radio Lab joint
yeah,
is good.
Right.
I forgot the
Say,
name
get
of
it,
already,
girl.
But it's amazing.
Okay? Now, listen. I could be getting it, all right? I could get my strut on up and down the stage. But it's too early for that. I don't want to hurt you guys, okay? So we're going to pause this, okay? All right.
Did they hold auditions in the Apple canteen
right,
and she won?
We are going to get back
I don't know.
To
she needs
okay.
a hip
they,
audience,
so
though. That's the problem.
For you,
she,
as
she's not playing to her
Did they
her
do like
crowd.
A voice thing that where again, Tim turned around in the chair and said, I'll have you?
For my taste, I've got
poor woman's
here,
got a bunch
albums,
of white
and there's
nerds.
Even Connect. Now, the artists that I'm following have posted
She's trying
art,
so hard, but...
music and videos and all kinds of awesome
I
stuff.
I love Cream Belly Ray.
Browse. This tab is for all of us, okay? The Apple Music editors have taken so much time, listened tons of music, to tell
oh, this
us what
is the
new... most recent and most important.
Bad
you
witch.
See right now, the hot album, Nick Jonas.
You just described
all
Patrice.
All right, y'all pay attention. Now, easy navigation.
An auditorium
here,
full of white
music,
virgin nerds. I think actually
yep.
nerd
charts.
Virgins.
So when we tap
I think it should be the way
charts,
around,
you
but...
can see...
I think you split your infinity there, girl.
Drake. Drake has been at the top of the chart.
I think they'll be
okay?
nerds for
so
some time. They're not virgin nerds.
Who else is on there?
Well,
now let's go to radio. Radio is live.
It's an equal number. I would have said an equal time. It's not.
You don't play it's live. All right, and Beats One is becoming the largest radio station in the entire world. Now we can explore Beats One and see what's live and listen right now.
You know, there's a visual change here. Great, but. they're kind of spending too much time on, like, the features are all more or less the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary J. Blige.
We're an hour and 15 minutes in, and she's telling you how to browse music.
It's okay?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We're past that.
I think what's happened is that as many people as using the service, people aren't, from their data, people aren't using the service. And I think in order to promote stickiness, they want to help them understand how to use the service better. This is not that crowd.
They're developers, not users, so it's kind of a wasted effort.
But I think
well, that's what they did last year with music, though, as well, to a certain degree. The other thing was the artists get paid on plays, don't they? So if people aren't using the service, then Apple's pocketing all the money and probably getting a lot of grief for that.
Now that sounds like the beginnings of some good.
Ewan, the answer to my question was more perfect.
All right, guys.
You need to check that out.
More perfect.
I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Freaking amazing. Radio Lab new podcast. Here, I'll link it up in the chat.
Let's do it again. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Bose. That's the all-new Apple Music.
Her mama name her Bose?
On your is that her name?
iPad,
I guess.
Your Mac and PC,
wow.
Your Apple TV, and Android 2, and
that's why she's working there.
Number 7, let's talk about news.
Not particularly brilliant, but
now,
expensive.
Last fall, we introduced Apple News.
I could go to sleep
bring you the
now.
Best stories from the best publishers, all personalized for you. And we introduced it with a great set of publications, but we've got a lot more.
Prices.
We now have over 2,000 publications in Apple News, and our readers are loving it. In fact, we have over 60 million monthly users reading in news. And with iOS 10, we've got some big changes. It starts with an all-new design. Here's what it looks like.
Total needs.
We've taken all of the stories and broken them up into clear sections, which makes them easier to follow. Here's top stories. Here's trending, where you can see the most popular stories right now.
I gotta say, all the topics you follow, like sports.
I'm just saying, I don't think I've opened it.
New topics for you based on what you read. Here's one for me on Formula One racing. And you're going to love our featured stories, where our editors handpick the best stories. But we wanted news to be the place where you read all of the stories from your favorite publications, and that's why we're introducing subscriptions.
Meaning so now, RSS feeds?
You can read every article from magazines like National Geographic, newspapers like the Wall Street Journal, right inside of news.
They didn't talk about subscription apps coming to the app store.
Yeah, I think this will be them teeing this up.
Most important stories delivered right to your lock screen. That is our big update for news, an all-new design, subscriptions, and breaking news notifications. And that is news.
A polite ripple.
I'd like to turn it back to Craig.
The breaking news notifications might help if they're relevant.
Well, the thing is, there's so many apps to do that just now.
Some fantastic new designs.
Yeah, but I don't use any of them.
On to number 8. And it's home.
And this would be built in, so I might be have to turn it on.
Accessory space was a mess of incompatible and insecure protocols and accessories that required you to download a separate app that you needed to learn
for this
just
to be good.
Control
Come on.
Each separate app accessory. But with HomeKit, we've been changing all that, making sure that your home automation products work together easily and securely. And this year, we've rounded out the set of accessory types supported by HomeKit to include important new categories like cameras and door locks.
Finally.
And in fact, essentially every major maker of home accessories has shipping or has announced support for HomeKit. And home builders are getting on board as well. Some of the biggest builders of homes here in the United States and in China are now building new homes with HomeKit built right in, so you can move in and just start controlling your home. But you know, this year, we're taking the next big step for HomeKit and iOS in the home. We're building on the HomeKit framework with a great new app we call Home. It's right on your iOS home screen.
I bet your home is bummed at this point.
Now, when you launch the Home app, you get to see your own wallpaper and all of your accessories, no matter who they're made by.
20 bucks in the App Store.
So easily. If you want to turn on a light,
20
of course,
bucks.
Just tap it.
No. There is an already dimmer, app called Home
harder,
in the App Store.
And
it's 20 bucks. And it's
the
controlling
HomeKit.
Oh, my word.
So you can tap across all the accessories in your home. But sometimes you'd like to trigger a change to all of them. And for that, we have something we call scenes. So for instance, if you want to get ready for bed, you can tap good night. You'll see them close the living room shades, lock the front door, adjust the thermostat.
Yeah, they just Sherlocked like dozens
of
apps.
Siri knows how to interact with scenes as well. So if in the morning you say good morning to Siri, well, Siri can automatically get your home all ready for you for the day. And you can also control your accessories without launching an app at all, because HomeKit is actually built
right into control center. Patrice's app is going to get squashed.
Swipe up control center. You can swipe over to see your home
controls.
Well,
so does Eve and
tap, for instance,
Home
open up
and,
your garage door.
There's dozens of apps
now,
that are just
HomeKit takes advantage of our interactive notifications as well. So if someone rings the doorbell, for instance, you can tap in and actually get a live feed of your front door camera, talk to them on the intercom if you want, and even unlock the door all right from the lock screen of your iPhone.
Yeah, come on in, rub me.
Let's let that guy in.
Yeah.
He's got a baseball cap in a package. He must be real.
Now, since your Apple TV is always on, always plugged in, and always on the network in your home, it can serve as a secure point for remote access and automation within your home. So when you're on the go, you can actually access all of your accessories securely, end-to-end encrypted, and you can set up automation like geofences so that when you roll into your driveway, you can make sure that the garage door will open, the lights will turn on, and maybe even the hot tub will start up in the back for you, all automatically.
And Barry White will start playing at the same time as the hot tub comes
on. It's also fantastic on the iPad as well. So many people like using the iPad as the ultimate home control device, whether mounted on the wall or on the coffee table. And, of course, there's nothing beating the remote that you always have with you right on your wrist, the Apple Watch. It comes with built-in home control support as well. So that's a quick update on home. Next.
Yes, fair.
Thank you.
They need to make a hub. The problem is not the apps.
Number nine,
the problem is the freaking hardware.
We all receive a lot of calls, but we want to make sure that when you miss their
every
calls,
HomeKit device has its own freaking hub,
possible.
And that's just
so
stupid.
You can
that's
actually get
a little crazy.
Voicemail transcription of your incoming calls so you can see what it's about without having
see,
to
see, what annoys me is that unless you
I love this.
Unless you're on O2, you don't get
of course,
the correct voicemail experience
and
anymore.
A call like
and
this, and
there's
we wonder
no
what
reason
it's about.
Can't be
unfortunately,
there.
In China, this
there.
Can
it's
be a
been,
real problem when there's a lot
years.
Of voicemail spam.
Yeah.
So now we're supporting an extension API where third parties like Tencent can provide information automatically.
Is that Apple that's blocking that, or is that just the other providers that can't
be
arsed to roll out?
Useful for a lot of people around the world.
I don't know, but I think there might be an exclusivity deal with
O2
to start it off, whether it's still in force or not, I don't know.
Now, of course, people love doing calling from many, many different sorts of apps. And today, the experience is something like this when you receive a call, a notification on your lock screen. Well, now in iOS 10, we have a great new VoIP API that means your experience for incoming calls instead can be like this. VoIP apps can now integrate into the lock screen. They're integrated into your phone recents. They're in your phone favorites.
Oh,
and
that's what's
your
up.
Contact
I can work out
what
the benefit that was.
So it remembers how you like to call each
cool.
person, and you can
I
access
use,
them that way.
Ring Central for my office phone, and sometimes
so
I accidentally answer it when I'm
Cisco
thinking it's a personal call and it's a business call.
Mobility. In the
off hours and I would have ignored.
And now, using our VoIP API combined with their Cisco Spark app, it's never been easier to use your iPhone.
But when she's saying her Windows phone
because
shows pictures who are, of people
calls,
who are calling, well, so does your iPhone
your
if you want it to,
number,
if you've got that picture stored.
You also
so
can
it, that's
calls
no
right. your work number.
They, what
right
this is
iPhone,
they're like WhatsApp and
yeah,
WeChat
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
It's
really
works integrating with a lock screen.
And that's phone. Next. Okay, thanks.
That's actually super cool. I get a lot of
so next,
calls there.
Number 10, and this one's a doozy. It's Messages. Now, Messages is the most frequently
this is
used app
messages on
iOS,
Android.
And people love sharing things with Messages, whether it's photos or links to their favorite websites, but they look like this, but not any longer, because now we have rich links. So when you share links, you get artwork from the website.
Line and WhatsApp do that now.
It's really great. And it's especially awesome when you get shared with things like video, because they can play right in line inside the transcript.
That's cool.
Look at that guy go.
I don't mind if bad winch phones me.
Now,
everybody.
Of course, we love using our camera to share, and we've made the camera better than ever in Messages. Now when you bring up the camera, You immediately see what's right in front of your camera. Like someone in marketing thought that's what someone sees when they bring up with their camera. And you could also slide over and see your family. It's such an incongruous set of images. So you could just tap those and insert them right into your transcript. It's really convenient. Now, people really love emoji. And now
I love how he acts like that's the first time he's been seeing that image.
Yeah. In the transcript, which is
Told them to get some images, and they got jacked up images, so he just blasted them.
And to help purpose. You always
that wasn't an on-the-fly joke, but he makes it very much seem so. I think he's a pretty good actor.
But you know, sometimes you typed a whole message and then you realize at the end that you're totally lacking in emojification. And so we've provided the solution. When you tap on the emoji button, we'll highlight all the emojifiable words there, and you can just tap.
They copied that from Line. Line does that now.
Emojify.
That's awesome. Oh, that's super, super awesome. Because... Line does it in real time. So if you type smile in Line, it shows you all the proper smiles. If you say, like, let's go get drunk, it shows you all the drunk icons. I wish they were closer to Line, but it's still good.
In messages. But, you know, we wanted to do something more fundamental with messaging because today, no matter what you say, it's always the same bubble. It always comes across the same way. But no longer. Because now we have bubble effects. So if you want to say it loud,
oh God.
You can say it loud. And if you want
to
say it more
gently, I had that once, so I have to go to the
hospital.
You can do that as well. And, you know, sometimes you want to get across something personal. And invisible ink gives you the way to do that. So you can just slide your finger across the bubble and clear away the message like that. And it's a really great way to share a surprise. A little scared to see what's behind that. Just slide across.
I like invisible ink. Okay. My friends can stop telling me, what do I do if my girlfriend learned how to unlock my phone?
Oh, man, Mueller's going to like that feature. The photos.
So sometimes you just like to send a quick affirmation, a quick tap back, and now you can. Just tap.
Easier to send D-pics now.
Right there in the transcript.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, there's nothing more personal than your own handwriting. And so now we support handwritten messages. Think
of handwriting
cool. bubbles. And you see when it comes across, the care there is the ink just settles in to the transcript. It's really beautiful. And of course we support digital touch
that's
as well.
Nice.
So
you can send very
that's nice. And some of you are going to laugh at it, but I think that's really helpful.
Photos, even things like your heartbeat. And sometimes what you say really deserves using the whole screen. So now messages can do that.
Mueller's Biker, I'm not going to ask how you know about Adam not fitting the screen, but he does have a 5S. I have a 6+.
You know, making all of this possible in messages has been a huge effort, cross-functional.
It sounds super cheesy, but I know people
Apple.
Would love this, actually.
So for our demo today,
did we just spend 15 minutes on messages?
Some leads from both our
engineering and our
human interface design.
But this is nice stuff. There's a lot of people that this is like the only way that they communicate with each other. And this is a nice way of personalizing that and adding an extra layer. And this may be not for everybody, but it's nice.
Thanks, Paul.
Oh, you're assuming that Ewan has a heart.
That's very true.
We are so thrilled.
You've given over a keynote to messages.
Show you what we've been working on.
Yes.
Now,
one part of it.
Show you the different
things
ways
been 2 hours, an hour and a half long.
But I'm going to kick things off by jumping first.
You're mistaking his whiskey plum for a heart.
We just got to a graduation.
I'll give
so let's write her back.
You've got to pick out some negatives.
Say, give her my love. And here's how to
I'm a romantic dude. I will use the crap out of that. Like
this is,
I like
this
it.
Is like an American YouTube video.
Okay. You don't want
to
pick
shit for 15 minutes, and then they tell you the thing that you wanted
now,
to hear for 2 minutes, and then they talk
button,
shit for another 15 minutes.
I like the emojis. I like being able to draw stuff. I send little
emojis
and stuff on my watch to my wife all the time. This is all nice stuff. I'll use this.
Emojis are a cancer, mate, because unless you start putting smileys after stuff, no one thinks that you're actually lighthearted anymore.
And
it's like,
I can tap
unless
happy,
I put an emoji in a tweet.
Emojis are a cancer. I think that's a summary of how you're feeling right now.
Unless you put an emoji at the end of a statement, no one knows anymore whether you're taking the piss or whether you're laughing.
I'm
going to
do eyes closed.
And it's like,
kind of
read the text, for Christ's sake.
and it switches to the cap, which there is
emojis
no
aren't just smiley faces
that.
Though they're fun. Yeah, we would have been
here for days. I don't disagree, true they're fun, story. But it's just like so unless it's got a smiley picture on it, everyone thinks you're serious, and that's just that's
so
cancerous.
Lori just sent through a digital touch video.
I kind of understand what he's so saying because awesome I get mad at people that say LOL when it didn't actually LOL. I put ha-ha-ha if it's funny. If you actually LOL, then you put LOL. So I get that. Because really, my friend's like, you're such a dick for saying that. But I'm like, it's true. The point is it funny enough to laugh that hard? Or are you just saying that it's funny? That's two different things.
It's that quick and that fun. I like
the digital touch photos to be able to
write that
over top of a photo. And
so
stuff.
Lori says she can't wait to see
sorry, Adam. Yeah, that's right. Bring us back.
I feel the same way. So I'm going to let her know. I'm going to say, me too.
I will use this.
And I'm going to send this using a bubble effect. So I just press and hold on the send button. And I think gentle will really let her know how I'm feeling. So I'm going to choose that one.
Because otherwise she won't work it out.
Oh, so great, Bethany.
Exactly, right, so. Ewan. People don't.
Oh, that's the... But
that sounded
that's,
a little sarcastic,
that's,
I think.
That's begat well, by the fact Lori that unless we've got it, an expression sure. that the phone tells us we're expressing, so people can't work out what you're saying. They don't think about what you're like as a person. They just see what's in front of them and they react to that.
That's because we're all internet friends, Ewan, and we don't know each other anymore.
Oh, we're rubbish. That's absolute rubbish.
But there will be people who are still dating and you don't know the other person yet, so this is part of describing your personality.
What I'm saying, I'm not saying that there isn't a place for emojis. What I'm saying is that emojis are like right. becoming the currency of conversation of rather than
correct.
What you know about
I get your
the person.
Yellow. And your point is that right. maybe not the way how things out. Should be. Unfortunately, that's the way things are.
So if I take the piss out of you lot in the Slack room, you should be starting on the premises,
looks like
Freddy's
here,
the premise that you never says anything offensive.
Music, and
he just takes the piss.
And what's great about
if it's offensive,
why everybody laughs?
If it's offensive, it's friggin' obvious.
It's simply the best way.
But you realize people are
going
to buy everything.
Because it's got the word tosser on the end of it or something like that.
I think I know you quite well, mate. And regularly, I'm kind of double-checking whether you actually are pissed off with me or not. So,
never. What on earth have I got to be pissed off at you for? Mate, I'm sorry if your mother beat you, but, you know...
Oh, LCD sound system dope. Always
see,
sounds
I like
so
that.
Good, especially at Bill Graham.
The graffiti artists are going to have fun with this.
Anne seems to agree, yeah, she said yeah, so, using a
don't forget to
message.
Put a smiley on the end, though. Otherwise, they'll think you're actually smoking so fresh. Dope.
And they'll be correct 9 times out of 10. I have a blue card.
Wink.
And I'm going to do so sending a bubble effect. I'm going to choose
a
my
blue card
favorite,
in the UK gets slam. You better parking.
A blue card in Hawaii is a medical
bam.
Cannabis card.
Always gets my point across.
I think
that when she's
that
saying I'm sure
bit.
That if you,
you
know was pissed at you, then he would tell
old.
You. Yeah, and right? I would. I don't do
oh,
subtle.
Fantastic. <that one>.
Hashtag
there was a better word there, but I couldn't think of it in time.
This is dragging on a little bit. I'm not going
to... Thank you. Thank you. We're now 20 minutes into frigging messages.
I enjoyed the demo. This just is a little bit awkward, like you're watching a first date or something like that.
Okay, I'm gonna agree with you just so Ewan doesn't have a cow, but I guarantee you, if everybody opens their phone right now and look under battery apps and usage, what's the number one app?
Go. Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's,
one more time.
That's a fair point, but again, this is like good. Going back to the days when they had too many game developers
really
showing up their games in the
you know what it is, though, what's making me odd about it is, again, for developer-type audience, the people who are sitting in that thing and the people that are watching this right now will figure this out by themselves. It Doesn't need all of this explanation.
Yeah.
This is for the public, although this is not the public presentation.
You know what?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
They have turned this into a public presentation, though. This is going to be my most critical thing on this keynote. Is they're in a room full of developers, and have you noticed, like, all of the developer features that most developers care about are, like, the last bullet point, and they spend, like, a minute on it, and they don't show any of it.
Yep.
As a developer, I'd be pissed if I was sitting in this room going, okay, this is great and all, but these are new features that I can't tap into, like, sure, this isn't available to developers.
Andrew Zarian has retweeted Brad Sams, who said, watch English die as we go back to hieroglyphics. Right on, brother.
We've got some
right on.
Here, like lovely balloons.
And actually, we should. Over, I think the globe needs a universal language, so I'll be glad when it happens.
But I'm going to go.
We'll be dead.
This could
I'll be
the worst developer keynote I've ever seen. It's great for end users, for us. But
nothing beats a full screen moment.
That's iOS 10 messages, everyone. We cannot wait for you to try it. Thank you.
I'm going to break my phone today.
Thank you, Bethany and Emron. It's just incredible work.
Thumbs down from James Fanshawe.
Well, don't know who he is. But you know, with all it comes to
expressing yourself, that there was so much more we could do if we could tap into all of the creativity of all of you developers. And so we're opening up messages.
Tim Swaisland said I was giving up after a couple of minutes.
With iMessage.
Not to make it just sent me a string of emojis.
So here was the important part that we just talked over. They opened up the API for messages so the developers can get more.
Big deal.
2 seconds on it when they just spent.
Oh, Adam's right. But that is a big, is a huge deal. But they spent 2 seconds on it because they were busy showing off the stockholder crap.
Right.
From things like stickers. An artist can create stickers.
We're still on messages.
Writing any code.
Jesus. Now we're on the API, dude. Code,
access to the full you got stickers, Ewan? More hieroglyphics.
You can make your own customization, Ewan.
Put them in stickers and put the stickers in the messages with an emoji that goes.
Like payment, the Square Cash, allowing you to pay someone right through the message.
But Ewan, you wanted customization. Here they are. Make your own stickers.
On the receiving end, right inside of messages. There's so much you can do. With iMessage apps, I'd like to show you a couple of the possibilities in a demo right now.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Save me.
So let's dive here into a conversation. See, here's a thread with the family. Now I can respond with text, of course, but now with iMessage apps, I can just bring up my app drawer. And I can get
we're still on messages.
My different iMessage apps, including some great stickers.
So I hope they spend the next 20 minutes on messages because this will get really fun.
Look through them like this. I can swipe between my stickers.
It isn't like the number one way people communicate, though, but
here's something from Finding Dory. If I want to send one, I can just tap, drop it.
You
got to
get the Pixar movie plug in, of course, every keynote.
They're really fun.
Drink. Everybody drink.
Here I received another photo, and the great thing about stickers is you can actually peel them off and attach them to bubbles. So, you know, this one would look cool if I could
The wonderful thing about stickers is you can peel them off.
And then maybe a little seal.
This is going to be great for an auto-tune thing.
Just like that. It's really pretty cool what you can do with these messages. Well, look, I got a message from Brian here. Let's take a look at this. He says, we're placing an order for lunch after the keynote. And we can see he's doing that actually with an iMessage app. So he's used DoorDash, and he's placing an order at Curry Up Now. So I can just tap in and see what's going on. Now, there's a group cart that we're all collaborating on through the iMessage apps. I'm going to look at that.
This is cool. This is cool.
Looks like Phil has ordered Naughty Naan. And Jaws is ordered.
You're getting excited over a group collaboration on what to order for lunch.
Hell yeah, that's a problem in my house.
Oh, my life, get out, boy.
I'm sure Tim would like one as well.
And you work on your own, dude. I work at an office. Nice to be able to do this stuff.
No wonder your websites never get built.
And we can just add
our website was built a long time ago. It's the rest of the bike.
Trust me, rounding up the crew to give a bite to eat, or even getting the old lady to make her damn mind in a fight, like almost every day.
Brian will be paying
look,
for
this. He took the menu app and put it in the messages app and sent a message as a sticker.
I'd like to show you with iMessage apps.
Craig, can you peel that rice off?
Kinds of apps. And one example is Jib Jab.
As opposed to just piss right off.
If you were paying attention, you would realize that's not a sticker.
It's not a sticker.
Oh, excuse me. My apologies.
From a gallery of faces.
Oh, no, no, no.
Eddie, maybe. And, you know, I can
just Jib Jab you and doing all kind of crazy
to the
stuff.
Transcript.
I'm just going to send you and Jib Jabs all day long.
Gives you the sense of
I love Jib Jabs, but it's a little too expensive just to be dicking around. See, like, that would look really, really cool with Biden's face on it.
Have we moved off messages
so
yet?
So this is the new messages. It's of course fantastic.
No, we're still on messages.
On your iPhone. All of this is available to you on your iPad as well.
AZ,
and your
Mac
and your Apple Watch can receive all of this interactive content as well. So that's messages, part of 10 huge features in iOS 10. But of course, there was so much more that we can't talk about right now. but I can't help myself.
Well, you could have if you hadn't spent 27 minutes on fucking messages. You are kidding.
All of my friends are messaging me right now. The new messages look pretty dope. I just got like four new texts.
Collaboration.
So to people with friends, this is...
Live photos are better than ever. They have digital video image stabilization, so they're buttery smooth, and they're editable now as well. And finally, split view in Safari on iPad. So you can put two websites side by side in Safari on your iPad.
Why did that take so freaking long?
Now, iOS 10 is a fantastic release for our users. It's also a gigantic release for our developers. When you think about it, experiences like the lock screen with notifications, the phone, maps, messages, every major area of iOS now open to developers and so many other options. But you know, all of this great work in iOS 10 would be meaningless to us if it came at the expense of your privacy.
What have they done in iOS 10? Just
and
messages?
So in every feature that we do,
everything there, that last 10 things were all iOS 10.
How to protect my mistake, your privacy. I fell asleep, sorry.
With apps like FaceTime and Messages and HomeKit, we make sure to use end-to-end encryption.
You and Batwench in the chat room is wanting your chest size. I think there's a trade there.
And when it comes to performing advanced deep learning and artificial intelligence analysis of your data, we're doing it on device using the incredible power of the silicon on your iPhone and your Mac.
Oh, I have lost weight since I've been ill, Batwench. I've lost 22 pounds.
And when you do searches of the internet, maybe for a route in Maps or a search
for
information in Spotlight, well, we don't build any user profiles. Now,
those messages again, look, on the right, and emojis.
Software more intelligent is to spot patterns on how multiple users are using their devices. For instance, you might want to know what new words are trending.
Differential privacies, this no one's getting in no matter what.
More readily in the QuickType keyboard. Well, differential privacy is a research topic in the area of statistics and data analytics.
No, just keep it as it is, Batwench, don't worry.
That uses hashing, subsampling, and noise injection to enable this kind of crowdsourced learning while keeping the information of each individual user completely private.
Yeah, AZ set a quiz in the chat room. Who can name the 10 points from OS 10, from iOS?
And, there's
only one
user experience theory, QuickType, photos, maps, music, news, HomeKit,
transcription,
messages.
You wrote them down. You're doing your show notes. That's how bored you
were. Doing his job.
You were so bored you were doing your show notes.
But incorporating differential privacy broadly into Apple's technology
of course I'm doing my
is
show
visionary.
Notes.
It positions
later.
Apple as the clear privacy
Someone's just
leader.
Someone's saying, if they're going to show the new MacBook Pro, today. They're cutting it a bit close.
Yeah, there's no
yeah, right MacBook Pro.
We believe you should have
Steve
great
Jackson
features
asked me if I like
and great privacy.
If I like messages or not.
You demand it, and we are dedicated to providing it. So that, well, actually, there's one more thing.
Oh.
You know, we are so excited about everything you've just seen with iOS 10.
Oh, God.
We couldn't help ourselves. We made a video.
Oh, of course.
I'd love to show it to you now.
Of course they did.
Let's do it.
This is
I was quite excited there for a second.
Sickly and saccharine-y horror. This is like the Brady Bunch.
More messages. But I'm looking like a queen. You can come and have another bit of ring. Welcome to the future, Marty McFly. Hello, hello, holla, hey, bye-bye.
So brand new, so fresh and clean. Nothing better, not better than me. Stronger, faster, shiny too. Here and now, I'm made for you.
Walk into the room. Gonna make your bang go boom. When I'm like, hey. Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
Maybe we
that
finally did
that.
Get the doubling down on security because the rumor mill got almost nothing right this time around.
Yeah.
Yep.
All of you developers.
That's possibly just because they got all the rumors about the messages and thought there's no way they're
Again,
spending 20 minutes like that.
Beta this July. Sign up now at beta.apple.com and we'll let you know when you can download it.
I just wanted to confuse you and to make
and
it big the
iOS 10 will be available to all of our users this fall as a free upgrade across all of these devices. That is iOS. Now I'd like to hand it back to Tim. Thank you very much.
So Tadali has just sent me a message on Twitter saying, surprise, surprise, iPhone features rule. If you were an iPad Pro owner, you'd be fed up now. And thanks, I put Craig. Down, actually, no, surely Messages works fantastic. On all platforms. Or didn't they mention that?
They did.
They did.
I couldn't be more proud and more excited about the incredible advancements across all of our platforms. Now, as we said earlier, an important part of making these platforms so capable is our developers. We believe it's crucial that we provide the best tools so you can create the best apps. That's why we created Swift. Swift is a powerful and intuitive programming language for iOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS. And writing Swift code is fun and interactive,
Swift
and
2.
Apps written in it are
like Swift 2 is already
fast.
Out.
Swift 3.
Since we released Swift less than 2 years ago,
Swift
we've
10.
Seen an amazing response Swift. From the developer community. There's already more than 100,000 apps that have adopted the use of Swift code, including great apps like Twitter and Strava and Lyft. Now, we wanted everyone to use Swift, so we released it as open source in December, and since then the adoption has been amazing. It's already the number one language project on GitHub. Swift is powerful, but it's also simple.
It's a and pity it's that we when
so
we saw the engineering pitch, we thought we were going to get a MacBook Pro.
This
no, they couldn't fit it in because there was too much to cover on Messages.
Messages.
Because Swift is so easy to learn, it has the potential to bring many more people into coding. And this is an idea we would like to take even further. So today, we're introducing a new app for iPad. We Ooh. Call it Swift Playgrounds.
Ooh, nice.
Go.
So hang on. I want to know if this is pitched at my level. In which case,
Swift
I may struggle to open it.
Playgrounds will revolutionize the way people learn to code. And they'll be able to do it right on their iPad, which
cool,
instantly
awesome.
Makes it accessible
cool.
for hundreds of millions of people around the world.
Patrice, you need to do a Swift show on
like
BTN.
This. We believe it's
Knock
the absolute
it out.
Yeah.
best way
we'll
to
in English, not German.
Code,
yeah.
Combining
with
the powerful Swift programming language and the powerful capabilities of iPad. To show it to you, I'd like to invite Cheryl Thomas up. Cheryl?
Cheryl, wow. tell me I can do something with this. Come on.
Isn't this lady number four?
Thank you, Tim.
I might do it with Chris if he's
to
interested.
Show you Swift Playgrounds, an incredible new app that
You're in.
You
I tried doing it with Patrice, but he's a bottom
I'll
boy.
I'll launch it right now. We land on this gorgeous screen full of custom
Doc.
Content from Apple.
Okay, fundamentals
of
Swift.
Up top are lessons, and down below we have challenges.
Come on, Jill. Come on.
I'm going to start with the very first lesson in the fundamentals of Swift.
Better be Hello World.
We see a preview of the content with graphics and a description, and I'll open it. It starts with an introduction to the coding concept I'll be learning, and when I'm good and ready, I can just tap in the lower corner to start coding. Over on the right, you can see we have an interactive world that I can explore using touch. I'll swipe it, looks good, and pinch to zoom. This is Byte. He's my character. I think he's irresistible, and I'll be controlling him with code. Over on the left are instructions that explain and help guide me through the problem I'll be solving. And down below is where I enter my code. Byte's been waiting patiently, so I'll tap to enter Swift code.
You know that every kid on the
you
planet is going to get the,
commands
the thing
have appeared
to buy,
at the bottom.
Jump off down the
These
waterfall.
These are just like QuickType suggestions, yeah. but for code.
And we'll learn a new Entomat in the process.
My objective in this lesson is to get him to the end of that path and collect the gems.
The Swift show.
So I'll tap,
Anyone who wants to do it with Patrice and
times,
Adam, speak now.
And then collect gem.
Depending on what the context the right, is, this may be trading on, the same kind of thing as I was going to do in my new show.
Commands in the exact order I've entered. Oh.
So we can maybe do something together with that
and
one.
I've completed my
you can't back catalog.
Well, you were talking about programming in general, though. You weren't talking about Swift specifically, were you?
Well, no, but my point, Swift was going to be covered
Kids
in that.
Kids are going to love them. Now, I can continue to the next lesson in the series, or I can jump around to wherever I'd like. To do that, I tap in the top left to open the table of contents. And you can see we include a ton of great content here to engage and motivate learners.
This is cool. Her elven voice is driving me insane, though.
All the sides looks a little interesting.
She does look like she should be in a Tolkien novel.
Now, we have a few lines of code already filled in. I'll go ahead and run it and see what happens. Bite moves forward. He gets the gem. But then he just stops. Aw, poor little guy. He's going to need some help. The solution here, and I know you've all got this, is that I need to repeat that block of code 4 times to get Byte around all 4 sides of the world. To do that, I'm going to need a for loop. I'll tap the plus up top to open my code library, and all I have to do is just drag a for loop right into my code. Now, watch this. I can tap that loop, grab the end of it, and just drag it all around my code.
This is quite
right,
nice way of
right now, I like we're getting golf claps because all the developers initially thought this was going to be
right,
like a proper coding tool for iPad.
Set this loop
and they're
four times.
Discovering
looks
it's
good.
Not.
Okay,
it's basically
right.
Playground.
I
but they know what Playground is.
He moves
yeah,
forward.
But I bet right. They can do stuff further on, though.
And this
I would hope,
with
yeah. You probably can.
He just keeps on going.
But again, the play to your audience aspect is not being represented.
It's not being adhered to at all for the whole show.
Wouldn't this have been right. Cool when we were all learning to code? I mean, come on, you students, let me hear it. Come on.
Even she's trying to have to, like, force them. They're like, what the crap?
Swift Playgrounds is a fantastic app to master the basics, but it doesn't stop there.
So there you go.
Let me show
here we
you.
Go.
I'll tap in the top left corner to go to my library of playgrounds. I can also explore advanced coding and use the power of the iOS SDK to do almost anything I'd like.
Now the developers will get excited.
I happen to have something I've been working on. It combines my two favorite things, physics and emoji, interestingly.
Oh, here you go, Ewan.
Okay,
more messages.
And I'm getting messages from people going, oh, what? No message. No iMessage for Android.
I have some emoji on the right, thank goodness. I can tap to add more.
Never coming.
That's a big B. Okay. Now, I can also fling them around, and because this is physics emoji, they create a nice little reaction. But you also notice they're all just falling down to the bottom. And that's because right now gravity is fixed. So I'm going to go ahead and play around with gravity a little bit, because who doesn't like to do that? I'm going to double tap to bring up the keyboard.
Is she doing the adult section?
We've built a completely new coding keyboard, and it is awesome.
Well, yeah, because the playground, I mean, what you put over on the visual side of it can be anything inside the playground, so it's just her project set up like that. Yeah. But yeah,
the keyboard has
I mean, but she's got straight code on the left.
Programming,
so.
And they're right at my fingertips. I'm going to quickly set the world
it's not
angle,
like drag and drop, you know, like sketch style programming.
The gyroscope's angle. It looks good. Okay, now look at the bottom of the keyboard. There's a V key. It also has an asterisk on it. Watch what happens when I press and drag down. I get an asterisk for multiplication. You're going to get to see that again. I bet you knew that, though, right? Look at the W key. I'm going to press and drag down for a number 2. Okay, let's see what kind of impact this had. Let's take this full screen and run my code. Of course, because my playground now has access to the iPad hardware, as I pick up the iPad, and I tilt it, all my emoji react.
It's like the stars in the Starbucks app.
I have to tell you. Okay, so I've shown you just a taste of what you can create on your own.
It's such a gimmick, but I'm mad addicted to them.
Amazing lesson.
About when she's pointing out that the Windows phone has had an easy write app for
powerful
years.
Powerful new way for kids to learn to code. Back to you, Tim.
That was good.
Yep, I love that.
I'll play with it.
Yeah, so all 10 kids can enjoy it, that wins.
Looks absolutely incredible. And because we're combining basic coding skills with real-life code, Swift Playgrounds can profoundly impact the way kids learn to code. So we're releasing it with the developer preview today. It will be in the public beta next month, and it will be in the App Store when
that's
iOS 10 ships
out.
In the fall.
Yeah.
For something that's got no developer interaction.
We believe coding should be a required language in all schools.
Too right.
So to help make this
Ellis
the case,
doesn't get any of it.
We're going to make Swift playgrounds free.
Well, in Scotland, you don't have, there is no computing anymore. At all. It's not a separate thing.
And we hope that this gift to kids in schools around the world
what about Cabertos?
Will help make coding a part of the
school. I'm a lowlander, so that's not is Swift that's not down here.
Yeah, all the time William
powerful
Wallace was fighting,
like
the lowlanders were just getting drunk.
Developers to create
well, the lowlanders were English when
they
William Wallace was
fighting. The
fair
next generation of developers.
So therefore they were getting drunk.
That's going to hurt.
It doesn't hurt me at all. I have no problem. I don't have that whole English-Scotland thing.
We've good created life. A video about what
we're
first
a true United
inspired
Nation.
Some great
I am,
Apple
yes, United Kingdom. Part of Europe, etc., etc.
I was saying to Muller earlier on, did you read A.A. Gill's explanation
Hello,
of why
world.
The Brexit campaign can't work?
No.
And it was basically, it's like trying to get divorced from your wife but come back for a shag at the weekend. And it's brilliant. It's really well written.
In the beginning, my biggest challenge was not having access to a computer.
The first line of code I wrote
he
was...
He thinks that Boris is going to turn up at
it
Brussels with his...
The screen, hit the edges,
and his union jack underpants and get laid
every
week.
I think the first
week,
one was
and he's
like,
not, he's going to get told to piss
a
off.
A to-do list. It was a to-do list.
I remember the first time I did it when it worked, and it was like magical.
I realized that I can do anything with code. Anything I can think about, I can do it.
In Beirut, we experience power outages every day.
Ian is saying he wishes Apple would break this cycle with its so-predictable software at WWDC in a massive hardware dump in September. That's the point of WWDC. It's developers, mate. It's about what developers want. They want bigger machines, so hence the Pro got released there. And they want to understand what's going on with software and what they're getting in terms of APIs. It's never going to be any different because that's what it's about. Even I get that.
And then even the predictability thing, like... I don't know, I never understand those comments, like, it's not their job to be unpredictable. Their job is to just keep moving tech forward. That's their primary
job. I'm as critical as anyone of Apple, and I get that's what it's about. You
just football season is every August, we can't get mad at them for that.
Exactly. It's about letting them develop.
Well, when I first start an app, I have to have a plan.
We start with that little glimmer, that seed of a new, fresh idea.
There's this fear
I like the fact you're interjecting a lot of kids into this little puff piece.
Yeah, that's cool.
Someone who doesn't even know code at all, if they really studied some simple Swift code, they would probably be able to understand it.
Batwins, you're 100% right. I will give you that. She says that it's rehashing other people's stuff. But the thing is, when somebody made sneakers for years, Nike came along and made sneakers, and they're forever sneakers. So sometimes it takes the better people to bring it up to a higher level. It just happens. It is what it is.
90% of what Apple does and has ever done is rehashing other stuff. 90% of what anybody does is rehashing other people's
but
stuff.
But if you rehash it correctly, it's different
right.
game.
Right. Right.
I think the point is it's what drives your platform forwards, and there's no doubt that things like Swift Playground helps to drive its platform
people
forwards. It helps
come
to create new developers,
spaces,
it helps to lock them into a system
kind of happiness
that they're then going to grow with.
Kind of
the biggest app store
like
in the world,
for the
it's self-fulfilling itself, it's self-perpetuating.
Dear Kira,
so
okay.
It's not meant to be driving anything forwards in terms of development.
And then, Muller, your point is mute, because humans, we copy. This is how we get to what we do.
Let's just
Muller said
it together.
I think
the more people
everything Muller says, he does
now. The more problems. He's got a big one.
I feel like I'm creating stuff that can actually change the way people live, which is super awesome.
Is the gamer show starting in 1 minute?
No.
Yes.
Amazing. No, we recorded last Monday because E3's on this week. There's no point in doing anything. So we'll be on next Monday again. Have I not updated the calendar?
Like,
is that what you're
yeah,
intimating
like,
there?
Now go in there, I'll just type up the code and blah, blah, blah.
Batwins, I want you to name me a business, like, including Bob the Plumber, who is not all about marketing. If your business don't market, your business doesn't exist, regardless of who it is.
It's really incredible to see the inspirations of so many amazing developers, and I can't wait to see what this next generation of developers are going to create to make the world a better place.
Anders in the chat room says, Swift Playground, Jesus, maybe you and Hello World will get out of beta.
Great updates.
Ian, those apps are kind of borderline useless nowadays because we don't really communicate that way at large.
All new fitness and health
say that again?
To help you
sorry,
live
I didn't
a
understand that.
Life. TVOS.
Ian said, talking about making lives easier, what about apps like iLife and iWork and things
sorry,
like that?
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, yeah, we don't really use those apps like that anymore. So they're semi-irrelevant.
They're just omnipresent.
And Apple Pay
just don't
the Mac
think
along with some other incredible
features. When they amend those to give out some seriously increased features, then if they do, then you'd see
iOS,
something on them
the
in a keynote,
all
maybe.
Releases,
other than that, they're just
incredible
free omnipresent
features
apps
for messages,
that yeah.
all new designs for photos,
they're,
Apple News,
I think word processors and computing are akin to breathing in human life. It's just there. You just do it. You don't think about it, but you do it, but you don't really think about it.
Yeah, but don't forget all of the stuff that you've seen that's background, like the cut and paste and the handoff stuff, is applicable to those applications. Already.
Correct.
We believe that technology should lift humanity and should enrich people's lives in all the ways they want
this
to
is
experience.
A bit,
thank you, Bad Bench.
It's a bit choking.
Whether it's on their wrist, in their living room, on their desk, in the palm of their hand.
This is all the places the Tim likes to have. Never mind. on a desk, in a living room, in the palm of his hand.
Moving on.
This is a huge moment for us.
No, keep it over.
Four great platforms that become even more capable with
there was some school stuff today. I thought it was a decent keynote.
I'd like to thank all of the developers here today and all of those watching us that have partnered with us in our quest to change the world for the better.
Perhaps. Hour and a half at most.
And of course,
I'm going to say it was too long. Let me ask you this question. If they made it 30 minutes, how many people would come out and say, oh my God, Apple's doing the keynote was so short?
Thank you.
No, they could have done 1 hour.
Even if they did it as an hour.
The last one they got exactly right, and I said it, oh, we did it.
You did
say that. It was a good short keynote. It was punchy. It was to the point. They said what they got to say, and they got out of there.
But they caught a lot of flack. See, we got it, but they caught a lot of flack outside of us. I really do believe that as long as this guy was, people are still going to complain.
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
that's the hard part about being them.
Who gives a shit about what anyone else thinks apart from us? so there you have it. 2 hours of keynote that I'm going to chop into two halves. Go on. You're going to keep it now. You're going to take it out. You're going to unbox it. Adam's going to live unboxing? No? No, we're
you
not
want me to unbox it right now? Sure.
Here we go. Live unboxing of a device that's
wait,
been around
let me
for 3 years.
Wait, check the website.
Let me what?
I was joking. I said, let me check the website.
Nah, soft update, mate. It'll be outside your upgrade period. You know it. As soon as you slice into that plastic, mate, that's it. Clock's running.
Unbox Adam.
Working on the plastic.
Right. While Adam's doing that, where can we get a hold of you, Wheaters?
At Paul Wheatley on Twitter and on the Gamer Show on this network. On a Monday night, normally tonight, but
next Monday. Next Monday. Doc, where are we getting you, pal?
Not in the lowlands, somewhere in Hawaii, creating havoc and all over the network as DOCROCK. Although Facebook kicked me out and forced me to change my name to my real name.
But drinking whiskey nonetheless.
Bastards.
And, bad luck. And where are you, righty boy? You've been a bit quiet tonight, mate. You all right?
Yeah, so long day, mate. Just taking it all in. But yeah, Paul's on Twitter, mate, and hanging around in the old Slack.
Yeah, you got to say that that section on iMessages was a bit like
eating melatonin. Oh, it's pulling teeth further.
Yeah. Come on then, Adam, show us your new thing.
All right, I'm opening it up.
Here we go.
Here you go, there's the lid.
There's the lid.
There it is.
There it is, in the plastic. Don't drop it.
Boom.
Don't drop it. Unboxing, there we go, look at that. Shiny.
Top end.
The precious.
Is it, Retina MacBook Pro.
Is it maxed out?
Huh?
You maxed it out on everything, 1 terabyte.
16 gigs of RAM, i7, terabyte drive.
Nice.
Good man.
And what are you going to do with it? Just watch the internet and stuff.
I'm going to do my work on it. What are you talking about?
Where are we getting you, mate? Yeah.
No, I love that because I just...
My MacBook Pro logic board died for the fourth time on Friday.
I was just laughing because I did the same. I got a maxed out one and I just set and pretty much a BB edit open and Chrome and that's all I have open on it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing for for rendering the podcast, it's going to be awesome.
That's
going to be super fast.
Perfect for audio podcasting. Yeah. Where can we get you, Adam?
You can find me over at MacCast, MacCast.com, MacCast on Twitter, and pretty much every place else.
I've already got to chop this into two halves. We're going to be back on Friday of this week. Yes, show's back to normal. I'm back to normal-ish. I'm okay. We'll be back on Friday with the Mac Show at 7 and the Big Show at 9. The following week, we've got to go back to Thursday because that's just us, isn't it? And then we'll be back on Fridays again, I promise. So,
right.
Sorry. Friday's this week. See you on Friday. Thanks for listening. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
I can't wait for messages.
I finally get continuity. I finally have a Mac that's going to do continuity.
I was joking, guys. Jesus. I didn't put an emoji. I didn't put an emoji at the end of that, did I? You see, there we go. There was my problem.
We didn't know. We couldn't tell.
Jesus.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to make a bet that I'm going to bet a bottle to Aaron, or however you guys pronounce it, because it's my favorite new whiskey, that the guy who poo-poos this will find himself liking it once it's in hand. Because we had the same conversation about watch. And I think it's easy to poo-poo it without doing it. Once you do it, you get it and you go, oh yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that the watch is probably one of the biggest. It's the only thing I've ever bought from Apple that I actually regret. I loved it for a long period
properly
of time.
Properly regret it. Or like just, it's not as amazing as you thought. But like,
I shouldn't have bought it.
Really? Shouldn't have bought it.
What's that?
I disagree. I think it could be more, but I think it feels like a very, very solid 1.0 product.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. We'll find out the most when the next one comes out.
Moving on.
I mean, not the watch.
Stop, fellas. I need to stop the bloody podcast. Otherwise, keep saying for Friday. We'll talk shit on Friday. See you then. Right. Bye, everyone.
are we going? Or is that it? Right?
That's okay. It.
My daughter's in the other room. She's got to go to bed.
Get the hell out of my house.
No, my daughter's in the other room. I'm going to take her home to bed. The wife's had to drop her up because the wife's going out tonight. Thanks, Tim.
Oops.
No, I love you being here, bud. Don't get me wrong. And thanks for putting your pajamas on and everything. But anyway.